Hello, everyone, and everywhere on the internet that is listening. This is Bruce Salen, and welcome to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View, and a Happy New Year. It is 2011. Hard to believe. You can email questions to bruce@brucesalen.com. That's Bruce and Salen, S-A-L-L-A-N.com. You can also follow me on Twitter, @BruceSalen. And if you haven't followed or joined or liked, as they say on Facebook, my Facebook page, it's called A Dad's Point of View. And we have over 3,300 moms and dads that like our page and follow our posts and discussions from all over the world. Last count was something like 35 different countries are represented on our Facebook page. Also, visit my website if you would care to read all my columns, my blogs, and to listen or download to any of the radio shows at present for free. This is my first show of the new year, and of course, again, I want to wish everyone a happy new year. It's kind of hard to believe it's 2011, a decade past 2001, a decade past that seminal movie, 2001, A Space Odyssey. Where's the time going? It's one of my beliefs that the moment you have kids, time speeds up. And I continue to believe that. And I personally wish it would slow down because it goes by so darn fast. While I was gone and over winter break, we had a couple recorded shows, including my Christmas special show, which I'm very proud of, and I hope you had a chance to listen to it. While it's a little bit less timely now that we're in January, it is again available to listen to or download on my website. I also had another pre-recorded show, but during that time, I published my 100th A Dad's Point of View column. And in honor of that, when I hit that milestone, I thought I would do a little bit of a retrospective. So I wrote a column that was called 10 Ideas from the First 100. And it was interesting to look back at 99 columns and pick out from those some of what I thought were the best ideas. I wasn't arrogant enough to call the column the 10 best ideas. I just called it 10 ideas. I'm not sure if I could even isolate what I thought might have been the 10 best ideas. But it was fun, and I enjoyed writing that column. And afterwards, I was inspired and decided to do something I thought I was going to do a long time ago, and that was to write a book and take from my writing of columns the best that I had and put it all together in a book. And that is now the plan. And my book, which I will give more details about, will be released in time for Father's Day, which this year is June 19th of 2011. And I will be giving a lot more details about the book. I have a very exciting cover planned and hopefully a poster that's going to go along with it. It will likely be both an ebook released in all the e-reader formats, of which there's four at least that I know of right now, as well as a hard copy book as well. But more details to follow. The first draft of it, believe it or not, I wrote over the holidays. I am an obsessive compulsive sort of fellow, and so I wrote all 82,000 words of it, which is a little bit too long for the final product, but that was the start. Yesterday was a pretty significant day for this father. My older son, in his first try, passed his driver's test. Now, I'm very proud of him, of course, but that means he can drive. That means he can drive without me there. That means I don't have to take him everywhere. That means he can be independent. That means all those wonderful things. But it also means I'm probably not going to sleep at night too much anymore because he's a teenage boy. And do you know what the accident rate for teenage boys is? What do you think it is? 50%? 60%? 70%? Well, the accident rate for teenage boys is 100%. It is, on average, 100%. So, obviously, obviously not every boy gets in an accident, but some get in multiple accidents. So, on average, insurance companies have to figure that every kid they insure will get into some kind of accident. So the rest of us, of course, have to supplement the cost of insurance for teenage boys or they could never afford insurance. So with that in mind, I was very proud of my son, and I didn't sleep too much last night when, for the first time in his life, he took my truck and went somewhere by himself. He did come home and came in our bedroom and said, "I'm back." And at that point, I did finally fall asleep. So that was a pivotal first moment of the year that will be well remembered by me. Again, I want to welcome my latest new affiliate, News Talk 1420 WHK in Cleveland, Ohio. I'm very honored to be on your station, which is my late father's hometown. Today's topic, as always, and just about every case, is based on my current A Dad's Point of View column, and this one is titled My New Year's Resolution Scorecard. And you can find my columns on my website, bruceallen.com, or wherever you read my column. You can just Google Bruce Allen or A Dad's Point of View. There are also sponsor slots open. You can reach me at bruceallen.com or email me at bruce@bruceallen.com should you want to be a part of the sponsor team for our show. My column, My New Year's Resolution Scorecard, is what I believe a different column about New Year's resolutions. I think most people individually and most public people that write columns about New Year's resolutions write their New Year's resolutions and promptly put them away and then next year write another set of New Year's resolutions, never looking back at how they did, because most New Year's resolutions are not fulfilled, just as most goals are not fulfilled. And I thought it would be interesting to look back at the goals and New Year's resolutions I made last year, and in a baseball analogy format, give myself a score. And that's what I did. And I wrote the column, My New Year's Resolution Scorecard, with that in mind. And I went back and I looked at the resolutions and I scored myself each individual resolution in baseball terms. One of the things I wanted to do last year was I said I want to appreciate my wife and be more patient and concerned for her welfare, given the amount of adjustments she had to make in joining and blending with our family. Now, just to put a little perspective on it, December 27th was our second year wedding anniversary, so we have not been married that long. And she joined our family, which included two very large dogs and two about-to-turn teenage boys. She did not have children of her own. So she had a lot of adjustments. And in the beginning, the first year of our marriage, I was not maybe as sympathetic as she deserved. So I was conscious of this, as she made me very aware during that first year. And so one of my resolutions was to try to be more sympathetic. So I score myself a triple on that one. I think I did pretty good. Another one was about email. We all depend on email far more than we should. And I do, and that was a declaration last year that I'd try harder to use the telephone, both with my wife and with others. But during last year, I added Twitter to my communication tool chest. So I'd have to say that I've allowed this problem of using email, Twitter, texting, and all the other communication tools to worsen. Score, strikeout. Moving along, patience. It's a word I've never understood. Slowing down, something else I've never understood. My work life ramped up, so I guess I didn't make too much progress in this area. But I didn't really fail either. So my score on this, I give myself a walk. I'm aware of it, I'm working on it, and I think I made a little progress. One of the other resolutions I made was to argue less and make love more with my wife. Now, this is kind of personal, and I'm not saying which I succeeded with. All I will admit to is that I did succeed with one more than the other. So the score on this particular resolution is a double. We will come back to these resolutions later in the show, as I am running out of time and I am getting that frantic signal from my producer and engineer, Richard Dugan. It is time for a break. Our next segment is The Men's Room with Wayne Levine. This is The Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. We'll be right back. Bruce Allen, A Dad's Point of View.